Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod, and this is your newbie lesson of the day. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. So I'm taking a look at our dialogue for today. It's called Take a Picture. Now, take a picture. What's going to happen in our dialogue?
Well, basically, it's maybe it can be a tourist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and more if you're traveling in a couple. Mm-hmm. So at some point, you always see a picture of him, a picture of her, a picture.
Right.
You know, it's really difficult to have a picture of both because you have to ask a third person that you don't know.
Oh, right? I get it.
Yes.
So you're going to ask someone to take a picture for you.
Exactly. This is what it's about because you have to ask politely because it's someone you don't know, you know.
Okay. So I imagine also like in a restaurant.
Yes.
If you're, you know, having a nice dinner and you want to take a picture of you and your friend or you and your group.
Exactly.
You might ask the person at the next table or...
Excuse me, can you take us a picture?
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, are there any key words that you want us to listen to before we start listening to the dialogue?
Yes. The key word is tomar una foto.
Tomar una foto. Tomar una foto. And this means to take a picture. How do you say, which part of that is a picture?
Foto.
Okay, foto. And it's una foto, right?
Yes.
Una foto. Now that's kind of makes me a little uncomfortable because una is feminine and foto ends in an O, but it's
feminine.
It's feminine.
La foto.
La foto. Okay.
Yes.
It's la fotografía, right?
Yes, la fotografía.
Okay.
And foto is a short way to say fotografía.
Okay, fotografía. All right, that makes me feel a little better. I understand what that's about. All right, folks, here's a dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Señorita.
Sí.
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto, por favor?
¿Cómo no? Sonrían.
Gracias.
Second time.
Señorita.
Sí.
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto, por favor?
¿Cómo no? Sonrían.
Gracias.
Third time.
Señorita.
Sí.
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto, por favor?
¿Cómo no? Sonrían.
Gracias.
All right, folks. So that was a dialogue. Listen, if you didn't understand everything, don't worry. That's why you're doing this program. That's why you're here at Spanish Pod. All right. So we are here to help you understand it. Now, we are going to do a translation. And after that, we're going to do a little bit of analysis. But right now, here we go with the translation.
Señorita.
Miss.
Señorita.
Miss.
Señorita. Sí.
Yes.
Sí.
Yes.
Sí. Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto?
Sorry, could you take a picture for us?
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto?
Excuse me, could you take a picture of us?
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto? ¿Cómo no? Sonrían.
Of course. Smile.
¿Cómo no? Sonrían.
Of course. Smile.
¿Cómo no? Sonrían. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thanks.
Gracias.
All right, Liliana. Well, let's break it down for people. So this is pretty simple dialogue. Now, folks, if you heard me give two different kinds of English equivalents, don't worry because, you know, translation's a little tricky. Sometimes I wanted to give you the literal translation and then I wanted to give you the normal English translation. So don't worry about that. Just make sure that you get the gist of it. All right. So right now we're going to break it down. So here we go. The first sentence, the first line is very short. It's one word and it's Miss.
Señorita. Señorita.
Señorita. Okay, then it just means miss, right?
Yes.
Señorita. What if it's not a miss? What if it's a mister? Sir?
Señor.
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 Okay. Okay, so here we're definitely talking about a young woman. So we address her as?
Señorita.
Okay. She hears her name and she says, yes?
Sí.
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 All right. Sí means yes. Couldn't be easier than that. How about sorry?
Disculpe. Disculpe.
Disculpe. All right. If you want to say sorry or excuse me, you just say disculpe.
Yes.
All right.
This is very polite. Instead, even if you, for example, in a restaurant mm-hmm. for the waiter, maybe instead of calling him a waiter, you say, disculpe, disculpe.
Okay, disculpe.
Yes.
All right, disculpe. Very useful word. How about, could you take a picture for us?
¿Nos podría tomar una foto?
¿Nos podría tomar una foto? Now, we already know that a photo is...
Una foto.
Una foto, okay? And how about to take a picture of us?
Tomar una foto.
Tomar una foto, all right? So, to take a picture, to take a picture. How about could you?
Could you would be... Nos podría.
Nos podría. Actually, the podría part is the verb, right? So
yes.
Could you. Now, this is a little tricky. It's kind of a tricky thing, but I don't want you to get too involved in the whole grammar of this word, all right? Technically, if you really want to know, it's a conditional form of the verb poder, right? But all you need to know right now, since you're a newbie, is that it means could you.
Exactly.
Could you. Okay, so could you take a picture?
Nos podría tomar una foto.
Okay, nos podría tomar una foto. Now, okay, the one thing that I've left off that I haven't explained to you yet is the first word of the sentence, which is nos, right?
Yes.
Nos. In this case, it means for us or to us. But here it means for us. So could you take a picture for us?
Exactly.
Right. Now, you know, when I'm speaking English, I'd usually say, could you take a picture of us?
Yeah.
Right. But this is how you'd say it in Spanish, right?
Yes. Okay. Nos podría.
Right. All right. So I'm not going to get hung up on English because I'm trying to learn Spanish right now. Excellent. So one more time. Sorry, could you take a picture for us?
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto?
All right. Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto? All right, folks. And then the answer is, of course.
¿Cómo no? ¿Cómo no?
Okay. ¿Cómo no? Now, I have to say, Liliana, como no, to me, doesn't sound like of course. It's got the word no in it.
In fact, como no could translate to how not.
How not.
Yes.
Like, how could I not?
Exactly.
How could I not take your picture?
Exactly.
Well, that's nice.
So, yeah, and we do use it a lot in Spanish. You know, whatever, if you are, they're asking you for something, and of course you can do it, you say, como no,
como no. Okay, como no means yes. Of course, or certainly.
Yes.
Or, how could I not?
Exactly.
Okay. So the person says, of course, como no. And then what happens, obviously, is that she takes the picture. So, of course, she's going to take the picture, but she tells them first to smile.
Yes. So she says, sonrían.
Sonrían. Sonrían just means smile, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Smile.
Smile. Now, that's the verb sonreír.
Exactly.
Correct.
Sonreír.
All right. So this form, sonrían, means smile. Smile, y'all.
Sonrían, exactly.
Sonrían, okay. And then the picture is taken, click. Then the response is, thank you.
Gracias.
All right, thank you. So, gracias. Well, wow, that was a kind of a mouthful today. We had like a sneaky conditional tense in podría, but don't worry about that. Actually, what we need you to do right now is just get the gist of the sentence, and we can do the grammar another time, all right? So why don't we listen to the dialogue right now three more times?
Dialogue, first time.
Señorita.
Sí.
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto, por favor?
¿Cómo no? Sonrían.
Gracias.
Second time.
Señorita.
Sí.
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto, por favor?
¿Cómo no? Sonrían.
Gracias.
Third time.
Señorita.
Sí.
Disculpe, ¿nos podría tomar una foto, por favor?
¿Cómo no? Sonrían.
Gracias.
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed that dialogue. Listen, if you want to take a look at how it looks on the computer screen, or if you want to download a PDF, you should just go to SpanishPod.com, and there you can find all kinds of things regarding this dialogue, including some exercises, which, of course, as a Spanish teacher, are my favorite. I always like tarea. So let's take a look at, before we go, let's take a look at this word, señorita.
Yes.
Señorita. Now, it means miss, right?
Yes.
And you already told us the word for mister or sir.
Yes, but for example, for married women or if they look older, mm-hmm. you say señora.
Señora.
Yes, and also this is if you want to say to someone with that you respect a lot in mm-hmm. a way, and he's older, like a grandfather or great grandfather.
Okay.
A lot of people call them Don.
Don.
Yes.
All right. Don and their first name, right?
Yes. Like, for example, if its name is Pedro, you say Don Pedro.
Don Pedro.
Exactly.
Okay. So instead of saying señor, you'd say Don Pedro.
Yes. For example, if someone is talking to my grandfather, mm-hmm. they call him Don.
Okay.
Yes. And with a woman, you can say señora, mm-hmm. married, but also we have the feminine form of Don, which is Doña.
Doña.
Yes.
Doña. Now, my grandmother's name was Paula.
So, Doña Paula.
Doña Paula.
Yes.
All right. All right. She was kind of a big wig in the village, so.
So
Doña Paula.
It's perfect. Doña Paula.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Let's see. What else should we talk about before we go? Oh, taking a picture. There's other taking a picture words, right? Because we say in English, when we're taking somebody's picture, we say smile, which is in Spanish is...
Sonrían.
All right. And sometimes, though, we say cheese.
Yes. You know, in a lot of places in Latin America, you can also say cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Just in English, cheese.
Yeah. You say cheese. Well, not like cheese, but you say cheese.
Cheese.
Yes. Like cheese.
Well, you know what? That makes me smile.
Exactly. Because it's
that's
but
right.
You can use sonrían or cheese, so that's no problem.
Excellent. All right, folks, that's our dialogue for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions, if you want to leave a comment, we're available for you at SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.